and that's when he was diagnosed. And they sent him to Washington, D.C., to Mount Alto, and from Mount Alto over to Walter Reed. And they said he was able to stand this operation, which they then sent him back from Walter Reed over to Mount Alto, and he was operated on for lung cancer, which he had a very serious time there. And the people of Granville and First Baptist Church was also very good to Connie and myself. They would furnish us a plane fare to fly or to go by train to Washington. And we were up there a good bit, and then they sent him home to die. He said he couldn't possibly live long, and but which he did. They sent him home with a nurse and under the doctor's care at Newnan. And of course the doctor that was his doctor in Newnan was so in service when he was, and he understood his case, and so he treated him. And then we traveled. We sold the stores and everything out except the farm. And we did a lot of traveling. And
we traveled a lot, didn't we travel?
Well, we went to you all was in Shreveport, Louisiana at that time. And we would go to Florida. We went to Florida. We was traveled in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and different states. And the doctor said that was good for him. And also we came down to visit with y'all. And so then he lived a year and 4 months. And then he passed away. And then that's when Connie was just 10 years old, and that's when we would travel down to visit with y'all pretty much at the time.
Did you keep the farm after that, or what?
We kept the farm. We did sell the cattle, and we just let the farm grow up in timberland and kept it until 8 years ago.
Didn't you, for a while though, didn't you just every now and then to come and cut timber, and that's how you get some of your money?
Yes, that's how I kept the two houses up. Well, I had three houses, one in Granville, and of course the store building, we rented it out and kept that, but I eventually sold the house and store building in Granville, but I had the two houses out on the farm, and that's how I would keep the buildings up and sell the timber occasionally and keep them up, which we were provided fine with veterans pension. And they helped educate Connie. She finished school and also went to college. And after she married, I sold the farm and bought this old home in Grantville and turned it into an apartment, in which I now live there, and went to a wood woman apartment, and which I've been happier since than I have, because that's been 17 years ago. And I'm still living there.
You've done a lot, though, haven't you?
And I did a lot of traveling. I enjoyed life immensely, even though I didn't have a companion in these years. But God's been good to me, and I've been a very Christian woman. And He has always answered my prayers. And